Hey, UK listeners, this one's for you. Whether you're looking to learn something completely new or trying to brush up on a few topics, the best way to learn something is by doing it yourself. And there's no better place to learn math, science, or computer science interactively than Brilliant. Brilliant is an interactive STEM learning platform that helps you learn concepts visually, intuitively, and in a hands-on way. Brilliant offers more than 60 engaging courses across all experience and knowledge levels, from logic to astrophysics to Algebra 1 to quantum computing. And their course catalog is constantly expanding. Interactive learning has been proven to be 6 times more effective than passive learning, and Brilliant's visual and interactive courses build upon this principle. Visit brilliant.org/startalk to get started for free. And the first 200 people to sign up using this URL, brilliant.org/startalk, will receive 20% off their annual premium subscription.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens.
Watch what crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is a wonderful, hilarious, lovable man who I'm going to reunite with in just about 2 days from now, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Little vapey vape. I'm going to be seeing you in Minnesota in just about 2 days. And this is our most Minnesota recap of the week, because it's the only recap I think that we have that features an active real life Minnesotan. Right.
Yeah. It's summer house time.
Yeah. We're recording summer house today. We're going to St. Paul, Minnesota on Thursday to do a show after that. And we're going to be doing Real Housewives of Orange County there. And then on Friday, we're going to Milwaukee and we're going to be doing our first ever live Top Chef recap for the premiere. We're super excited about that. That's going to be very special. And then on Saturday, we are going to Chicago. For Real Housewives of New Jersey. Chicago is actually sold out. So thank you all for everyone who has bought tickets to that show. We can't wait to see you there. And then later this month, we're going to places like DC, which is actually very close to selling out, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Denver. We have a whole big schedule on watchcrappens.com. And that's also where you can find some links to our merch. Of course, you can also go to crappensmerch.com. We have some amazing new merch. I'm wearing one of the shirts right now, a Trixie Monocle shirt. Trixie Monocle and the three-arm octopus. The very special, talented band who do a lot of music for Bravo, Trixie Monocle. So if you want to show that you're a real fan, you buy one of the t-shirts, okay? And then you walk out on the street and you see other Trixie Monocle t-shirts. Be like, hey, I love Trixie. So go there, crappensmerch.com for that.
Do it. Everybody, thanks so much for being here. I want to start out with kind of a shout out to the incredible Edible Matthew sisters, two of our premium sponsors. They're really good sisters, and they had a loss of a lovely man named Link. So we just want to tell you guys we love you. And Jenna, we're so sorry for you. And this episode is dedicated to Link. Okay, you had a beautiful relationship with Link. This is about terrible relationships. Yeah. So is it the best thing to dedicate to Link? I don't know, but there it is. We love you, Link.
Love you, Link.
Love you, sisters.
Yeah, and stay strong. And, of course, Crappens community, of course, is rallying behind and around you.
Yeah.
So today we are talking summer house. And I almost forgot, it is a Crappens On Demand episode. So you can actually see us. You can actually see the Trixie Monocle t-shirt. So go to patreon.com/watchorcrappens to watch this recap. So it's summer house. And in case you're just joining us, Colin and Amanda don't love each other. They're just going down a path. They're in a sunk cost fallacy because they spent money on a wedding and now they have to go through with it. And that's where we are right now in summer house.
I think they, you know, I think they love each other. I just think they're, you know, just people that you don't want to hear about their love. I mean, I don't go fight over there. Some people just get off on that kind of thing. Every relationship has their different ways of dealing. And some people love by hugging, and some people love by giving gifts, and some people love by just giving Kyle. And, you know, maybe he just likes hearing his name a lot. Like, I don't know.
He might. So we're still in this S&M party, Andrea's S&M party. And Danielle has just told Sierra and Paige that Kyle had told her earlier in the day that the only thing he has in common with Amanda is Loverboy. And Paige is like, that's awful. That's so awful that he told you that wearing an ensemble he bought at full price. That is just so terrible that he had to do that. So terrible.
Did we mention last week that Paige says, like Cardi B says, hoes don't get cold. And
I think she said this week. Was it this week? Oh, it's later on in the episode.
Hoes don't get cold. And Maya's like, well, now I know why I'm cold, I guess.
She's like, please don't quote Cardi B.
On behalf of Cardi B, I'd like to say thanks for the shout out. Paige,
a lot of Cardi B shout outs on Bravo this week between Jen Shah's reunion look and Paige DeSorbo. You know, it's the target demographic.
So the girls are Paige is doing this fake crying thing. On all the ladies on the show do it this week where they're like, oh, that actually makes me really upset. I am not really crying, but I am doing crying voice to show my support for my friend.
I mean, I'm in this motherfucking wedding, and if someone has to say something to her, it would have to be me, and that's fucking terrifying.
And as it shows her crying over this relationship, it keeps cutting to Kyle in his cop uniform going, is one of them. And then the next one, she's like, I have to be in this wedding. And then you just see him like humping the air, doing his like humping the air thing. She's like, but this relationship, I care so much about it. And then it cuts to Amanda like grinding up against some guy.
I feel like the reason why she is crying and the reason why she's scared to tell Amanda is because I think she's afraid to get the Hannah Burner edit that Anna got last year when Hannah went up against Kyle. I think that she's like, oh, God, I'm going to be painted as like the unloyal friend and like the asshole. She's like, I can't have that right now for my brand. So,
Yeah, because that is tricky, right? You're talking about someone's fiance and that person's complaining about that fiance all the time. But as their friend, you're not allowed to say, don't get married. You guys suck together. Like, don't do that. Or then they turn against you. And they're like, exactly. You tried to take away our relationship.
That's exactly what happens, which is why that's why no one tells them to break up. They just sort of hint at it, but they don't want to actually be held accountable for saying that they should break up. So, Paige is like, she tells us, as one of Amanda's very good friends and as a bridesmaid who looks really devastating, who's being pursued by like two hot guys, like what a time to be a bridesmaid. I'm disturbed to a point that I'm extremely uncomfortable. Amanda deserves better than that. And by better than that, I mean, not paying full price at Zara. It's terrible.
And she's like, this is fucking real. She says it like she's so shocked. She's like, oh my God. I can't believe we're doing this on the show. This is like real content. Like and subscribe. Smash that like button. So a gay who looks like Whitney from Southern Charm comes up to Luke and he's like, look at you. You look like Harrison Ford, mother. I look like Harrison Ford, mother. And he's like, no, I'm not Indiana Jones. I'm Denim Dan.
And then Kyle goes up to Robert and he's like, so the last time we hung out, you had hair and you were second guessing relationships. And Rob's like, yeah, the hair went away and the relationship's actually really good right now. And he's like, well, it's funny because like everyone's got an opinion when they have like a front row seat to a relationship. And like even Danielle, I mean, like I had like a little flare up earlier with her and like Danielle's like right behind her. So he's like, just sort of stops.
And Kyle goes, wow, that's her best outfit ever. Whoa. Because he fucked up. This is also Kyle just going from every person, like from person to person, to complain about his fucking problems. Like, you just got in trouble for going to bitch to people. Now you're going to go to the person who ratted on you boyfriend. Like, he's not going to go tell Danielle hello. And also, he's kind of a soul sucker because he goes up when he says, last time we hung out, you had hair. And Robert goes, yeah, and I had a job. And he just completely ignores that. He's like, second guessing these relationships. Like, just go away. You might as well be talking to a wall. Like, you don't even care that you're talking to me. Okay. Don't be that person at the party.
Kyle. Yeah. And he definitely has been, because we've seen several instances over this season where people come up to him and be like, woo, Kyle, you're having a good time. He's like, well, I'm having a tough weekend. It actually does that quite a bit. Also, I'm just realizing that I'm perfectly camouflaged with my wall right now. Did you notice my shirt is the exact same color as my wall?
Yeah, it's like Ben from prison. Those are all those little papers on the wall are what people send you. Like, don't worry, man. I agree. Yeah. I agree with man.
I'm a floating head today. So then Luke brings a girl to his Luke's room, in case you forgot, has been transformed into the red room. And so he brings a girl in and he goes, welcome to my red room. Have you ever seen anything so amazing? I'll answer that. Have you been to an igloo? Because I have been to an igloo. This is better than an igloo, I have to say. Now, could you imagine a red igloo? Whoa, that's pretty good.
This is a classic Luke game scene, right? Where Luke shows us his game. Luke's game. I mean, the guy is just gorgeous, but that game. So he goes in, he's like, you like the red room? First of all, don't call it red room. We've all seen that movie where Jack Nicholson kills his whole family. Red Rum, Red Rum. What's that movie?
The Shining.
You know what I mean? The Shining. Yeah. Well, don't call it the red room. That's not sexy. Okay.
The hot fishing.
the casserole room. So he walks in there. He's like, you like it? And she goes, it looks like a dungeon. He's like, yeah, that's the point. Do you like it? And she's like, okay, let's go. Come on, let's go.
It's like the
it's like it's a bondage party. And this is still your game in a red room.
He's just like so sweet in Minnesotan. He's like, oh, do you mind if I tie you up? No? Okay, we can have a casserole instead. You want to do that? A little hot dish? Okay, great.
So then outside, there are a lot of gays at this party.
A lot of gays.
One's talking to Amanda and he's like, oh my God, you could totally be the next Lara Croft. All you need is a little holster back here, Amanda. Lara Croft would get caught in 2 seconds in Tomb Raider if she just walked around going, Kyle, the ball would just roll right over her. Okay.
Also, her name is Lara Croft, and as a gay, he should have known that.
Lara.
He said Lara Croft. I'm like, he goes, you are like Lara Croft. I'm like, I don't know who Lara Croft is, but does she work? Does she work at Yankee Candle Works? I don't know. Because it's definitely not Lara Croft, our Tomb Raider goddess. Oh, no. Did you freeze? Did I lose reception? Oh, no. I don't know if that's a me issue or a Ronnie issue, but one of us has lost. Oh, you're back. Oh, but I don't have your audio anymore, unfortunately. Oh, I know why. Because the Skype has a poor network connection, and I don't know if it's a Ben issue or okay. It looks like it's back. You want to talk?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, you're back. Everybody. Sorry. Well, you know, the perils of working remotely is that sometimes sometimes the internet gods say, excuse me, we do not like this line of banter about Lara Croft.
I know. God's like, listen, I don't approve of that game. So let's see. So Paige and Sierra are now in bed, and of course that's like their WeWork, you know, the bed. So Sierra's like, are you okay? And she's like, no, I mean, him to be like all the up comment is lover boy, that is fucked up shit. What did you choose exactly? Like, what have we seen between Kyle and Amanda that says they just have so much in common?
Yeah.
What more do you need? Drinking. I mean, you're making money together. Sounds good to me. Let's get married.
So then Amanda comes clomping through the house and she's like, where are my friends at? Where are my friends? Like an ongoing theme for Amanda this season is that she's just left behind by literally anyone in her life, whether it's her friends or Kyle. She's just always walking through the house being like, Kyle, where are my friends? Kyle. So anyway, so Amanda is clomping through the house looking for Paige and Sierra. So they hear her coming, and so they go and run up to their mirror, pretend like they're in there just having a makeup session. So Amanda walks in and she's like, "Hi, bitches." And she starts like trying to not gossip about Alex, but she's just sort of like, she had just had this conversation with Alex where he said that he's interested in Sierra. So she's trying to be like, "So what'd you think about Alex? Did you see Alex tonight? What do you think?" You know?
And she's just also that person who, like, all she has is the gossip of everybody else, you know? She does it every time. She runs in, she's like, "Oh my God, I was talking to Alex. And then Carl and Sierra were making out with the blindfold." That, like, living vicariously through people that are making out with people they don't hate.
Yeah.
You know?
And then, you know, she has no idea that stuff is going down. And then we see Andrea dancing downstairs. Well, we see they're all just, like, dancing and drinking and, like, having fun. And he's like, "Ah, this might be the favorite night of the summer so far. Paige has this little naughty outfit on her. Little Paige. Little Paigey, boopy doop doop doop." He has sort of, like, a weird fixation on, like, making Paige small. Have you noticed that?
It's
like,
creepy. It's creepy. It's a little weird. When he keeps saying, "You're so little. You're so tiny. You're just so little and I'm so big." I'm like, okay, keep your kink to yourself, because it's getting creepy at this point.
He has definitely, like, little kink. And because didn't he say earlier this season, like, "Paige is the littlest person I ever sleep with. Little Paige." He's just like, it's a little getting a little weird now.
Yeah. So he's like, "Oh, she's so naughty, my naughty little barata. Tiny barata, barata ball, tiny ball, not big barata, tiny bell barata." What are those called?
Tiny little drop. I forget, bombolini or not bombolini, but like tiny little arborio rice, a little the grain pearls. Of a little grain of arborio rice.
She's not even orzo. Rice, huh?
Tiny little orzo. Orzo,
she
you
is
cut
a quinoa. She is a quinoa. Tiny, tiny quinoa.
Grain of salt. Grain of salt. Grain of flour.
Yikes. So he's like, "Okay, ladies, we go to Red Room. You do whatever you want." So now that's game. He takes two ladies in there shirtless in his underwear, and they chain him to the bed.
Okay? Yeah, he's into it. That's he's very kinky. He's like all about this. Like, there's some people who are like performatively kinky. I think he's like legitimately kinky. So they tie him up. He's like, "Wow, wow, wow, baby."
So then at the bar, this really, really sexy relationship with Sierra and Alex is trying to catch fire. And she's pouring a shot into his mouth. He's like down, shirtless, you know, in like his bondage stuff, trying to get the shot. And it's just all over his face. Everyone's like, "Oh, whoa, bad shot." He's like, "Oh my God, I thought that was going to be turkey. What the fuck?"
That was a ground turkey shot. Sierra's pouring that shot in like a waitress at 3 a.m. at a diner. Like, "You want a refill of coffee, hon? Okay." Like, she's so disinterested and so over it.
So then a girl comes up and she's like, "Oh my God, you are gorgeous." And she's like, "Oh, thank you. Have you ever been with a girl before?" And she's like, "No, have you?" Yeah. Are you curious? Okay, back off, ma'am.
And Alex is just standing there awkwardly.
And she goes, "Yo, square, get the hell out of here." I was like, "What are you, a bully from like the 1950s? She's got like a pack of cigarettes rolled up in her arm sleeve.
It's like, "Okay, Linda, settle down here." Okay. And Alex is just like, "Should I leave you guys alone?" And the girl goes, "Scram, move, come on." She's just like ready for West Side Story. She's like, "I heard there's a reboot coming. I'm already in the mood." She's just snapping her way through the party.
She's really Officer Krupke-ing it up. Officer Krupke.
And so then Alex tells us, "Oh man, like, it's just that the moment is never there for me and Sierra." I'm like, the moment, Linda just came out of nowhere and just created a moment. You got to create the moment, Alex.
Yeah, there's just, you know, it's like my high school career. There is no chemistry, okay? No one is going to chemistry right now. So no. Sierra then goes to Carl, and Carl's like, "Oh, Sierra, do you remember making out with me while I was blindfolded? Do you remember that? Do you remember that, Sierra?" And she's like, "Did you make out with anyone else?" He goes, "I mean, doesn't even matter. Doesn't even matter."
And then Paige, this is where Paige goes to Maya and goes, you know what Cardi B says? A hoe never gets cold. Isn't that so clever? Because she rhymes hoe with cold, which is almost a perfect rhyme, but it's not quite, but it's so cool, you know? And Maya's like, oh, God.
Yeah, you know, Maya, you know why you're cold, Maya? It's because you have not been baking the cookies that I ordered on February 8th. And it is now March 1st.
Oh.
Where are my cookies, ma'am? She's actually in a lot of trouble because people are having a fit because all these people, you know, you go on TV, you talk about your company, and especially if it's cookies that are not needed ever that I know, K-N-E-A-D, Ed, but still I want to support a needed cookie, okay? I ordered my $50 cookies. Where are my cookies, man?
That's crazy. That's bad. That's bad. Maya, we love you and we want to support you. And I'm like all about Maya. But Maya, come on. You got to feed the cookies.
You got to feed me. I can't know that there are cookies. Like the best invention ever is the Domino's tracker, where the second you press order, you just see like Carol is on her way. Mm-hmm. You know, you see like Evan is preparing your order and then Carol's picking up your order. And Carol's ass is coming. You can watch Carol's car. I need that with your cookies. Okay. I K-N-E-A-D that.
I can't believe. So wait. So is she getting in trouble? Are people not getting their cookies from her because she's overwhelmed?
No one really knows. She put something on Instagram like, sorry, we're just behind. But she didn't really say, oh, she said it was because of a technical issue. I was like, I'm going to need more than a technical issue because you can't tell me cookies and then I don't get cookies. And then you say technical issue. Okay, if it's a technical issue, I'm a guy. Turn it off and turn it back on. That's how you fix it.
Give Kwame me came in and just destroyed her oven like, ha, you talk shit about me on Summer House. I mean, Summer House is the preeminent show on Bravo for oven issues.
That's true. It is a running theme on Summer House. But, you know, I am looking forward to the cookies. They look delicious.
I'm looking forward to them also.
I want them.
But it has been, I mean, almost a month, and that's a little not cool. I mean, it's cookies for crying out loud. Hurry. I don't care how you get here. Get here if you can.
Amanda's the one. Yeah. I love that song.
What if Alita Adams ordered cookies?
Reach me by chocolate chip. You can reach me by stick a doodle. You can reach me peanut butter oatmeal. You can reach me with one night.
Wow, even oatmeal gets a shaft in a parody song. But not oatmeal.
Didn't I say oatmeal?
I think you said chocolate chips, snickerdoodle. The third one was...
Stop talking about cookies. You see, just stop talking about cookies. You're doing this to hurt me.
This reminds me, I did make a batch of cookies this weekend that I'm
excited
about.
Shut up! I've been sticking to a diet for 2 days and I'm still fat! How long does it take?
Get my cookies.
Give me my cookies.
By the way, there is cookie interest and... And interest is due, so now I need cookies too. So Maya, I hate to say it, you took too long, so now you owe extra cookies to me as interest.
I'll be making cookies now, lady.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Amanda is like the one who kicks everybody out of the bar now. And so that's just her thing. I don't know who wants that to be their thing. Like, guys, I get to kick everyone out of our party now. Yeah. Yay. But look, Amanda doesn't look forward to much and she's got this. So I'll let her have it.
We give her guacamole and the ability to say, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
So get the fuck out of our house, Kyle.
Also, I just want to announce that construction has started back up next to my window. So sorry if you hear any hammering. It's out of my control. They were the ones who probably messed up the internet just now.
So Paige and Craig are texting in their individual offices, their bed. He's in South Carolina, I guess, I'm assuming. So he's like, Bloop, how was the party?
It was fun. We all danced and played a blindfold makeout game. And then I quoted Cardi B and everyone laughed.
Bloop, did you kiss anybody?
Just Andrea. We met up for like a second, and then I quoted Cardi B again, and then like he laughed and said I was like really tiny and cute, and then tried to put me in a little box.
So then Carl is calling Lindsay with Kyle, Robert, and Maya. They're around the little fire. And Lindsay's like, oh, my God, let me have an eyeliner. No matter when you call Lindsay, this is how she answers the phone. Yeah!
I know. To me, that's what it sounds like. It's like she just walked into Quiznos and realized that she could have like a whole variety of sandwiches.
She's always like partying. Her hands are in the air. She's always yelling into the phone because the music's so loud. It's so funny. And she's dancing with a lot of other always the bridesmaids type ladies. Yeah. You know, it's just like that corner of ladies at every wedding that's like, yeah, going crazy.
So then Paige and Craig are still text or now they're talking, and Craig's like, what do you mean you made out? Like, I don't like when you hook up. It makes us look dot dot dot.
Yeah, dude, you're living out your fucking life, so
but actually I don't like it. And like I don't like it. I'm gonna go back to bed now.
Yeah, he goes, yeah, you know. Well, you know, like, I can't come back to the house now, baby.
Ew. You're so gross. You know, he's so lucky to be on Southern Charm next to Austin and Shep, because he looks terrible maybe once or twice a year. But, God, yeah. You just look like total shit now. I mean, you really need those guys. You need to keep those guys by your side.
So Paige says, well, I'm pretty sure you said we weren't exclusive, so me innocently kissing someone during a game doesn't compare with you sleeping with all the blondes in the hills of California. You see what I did there? I can be Cardi B too.
And then we see all these shots of social media, like, Craig fucked Kristen in her earlobe right on the top of a mountain.
It's like, who's reading all of these articles? Does anyone really care what Kristen Cavallari is doing? Like,
no. Does anybody care? Why does anybody care? I've never heard about Kristen Cavallari doing anything until she banged these guys or flirted with these guys or whatever happened.
I cared about Kristen Cavallari in the context of The Hills and Laguna Beach, but I don't care about her in the context of Summer House, except in the bizarre that there is this like bizarre Kristen Cavallari presence. I do appreciate this weird Cavallari presence, but I don't know. I don't understand why there's like so much ink that's spilled about it.
Yeah. I understand the presence, but you know, there are things going on in the world, guys. I don't want to mention them here, but you might want to look around. Okay.
Wait, there's things going on beyond Kristen Cavallari and what she's up to at any given moment.
Did I mention my cookies? Did I mention my cookies? Where's my cookies GoFundMe?
Yeah, where are the cookies? So now the girls are all changing, and Carl's downstairs saying, oh, Burger King's or McDonald's? What do you think? What do you think, guys? And then it cuts up to Paige getting out of bed to get changed, and it just says in brackets, sniffles.
Oh, God, the whole episode.
Oh, little Paige Sniffle. Oh, you know what I love about Sniffle? It is like little snot rocket. Oh, so cute, little snot rocket.
I need to go back to this Burger King conversation. It was apparently more important to me than it was to you. But Kyle says Burger King. No, Carl says Burger King or McDonald's? Burger King. And Rob's like, I would love some Burger King. And then Kyle screams, Burger King! Like, he hears it from a mile away and is that excited. McDonald's every time. Who are these people?
No.
Burger King? What is that even injected with? That's just that smoky flavor. Are you kidding me?
Okay. No. Okay. I say McDonald's. Here's my full argument. It's almost always going to be McDonald's. I agree. But there are some moments when you think to yourself, it's a Burger King night. When it's a Burger King night, it's a Burger King night. Like, it's beyond a doubt a Burger King night. So I think for me, I give them grace, Ronnie, because I could sense that it was a Burger King night for them. Like, normally it's a McDonald's night, and then Carl was like, guys, let's be a little crazy. What's a Burger King? Yeah, Burger King. It's Burger King night. Because sometimes you want onion rings, okay?
The only time I've ever had that really happen is when I've just drank everything and done snorted everything I've seen, and the only chemical left to put in my body is that weird smoky thing they inject.
I like the weird smoky thing.
Where you're like, I don't know what that is, but it seems like it'll kill me. I'm gonna go have that.
I mean, I love the Whopper. When I was younger, I used to consistently order a double Whopper with cheese, which is kind of crazy. But I'm really, I come for the Whopper, but I'm really in it for the onion rings with the tangy sauce. That's really all it's about.
Just, I feel definitely like not I don't the fries. Even know you. So, Carl's, so guys, just in case you're wondering what's happening.
We're hungry.
Paige is crying in the closet. Okay. And Carl's like, guys, Burger King's here. I'm going to grab it. Burger King sponsoring you, or is this all free Burger King stuff?
I hope they're getting sponsored, because we certainly certainly talked about it a lot because of them mentioning
they're
it on
making
the show.
Me want it now. I don't even eat meat anymore, and I want Burger King Impossible. And cookies.
You can get a burger. You can get an Impossible Whopper. Mm. That's pretty good.
Mm. No, for me. Maybe I'll get a Burger King and just put some fries on it instead of the meat. That's what I usually do.
Or we'll get the onion rings, though.
No, I don't eat those. Okay. What? So, wait. Onions. No, I'm just kidding.
Onion rings are like the best part of Burger King. You're frozen again, but that's okay, because that gives me a chance to talk about onion rings. Okay, so we had some technical issues right when we were talking about Burger King and having a very impassioned debate, but now we're back. This is what happens. You know, we are having some definite tech issues here today. But so while they're ordering Burger King and everything, yeah, Paige is, she's like in her closet with Maya just sobbing. She's like, I don't know what to do about Craig. And she cried. She like cried like a baby, like an actual, like little newborn baby. Being like,
And Amanda comes in the room and she goes, why? I'm like, oh, my God, could you imagine if anybody was like that with Amanda when she was crying five times a day? But she just doesn't want her to cry, really. And yeah. Sierra's like, Craig. And Maya is like, Paige, stop. Literally stop. Do not do this. Literally. Do not waste your tears on him, Paige. Literally.
He's like, I trusted you. And I'm like, I'm not your girlfriend. Like, you made that very clear.
And he said, I'm not mad. Just please don't be upset. I was just taken aback. You would be too.
And Sierra's like, don't text him. Don't text him back. And she goes, I'm not responding.
So
then we next see Sierra going, I can already feel it. I have trapped gas. Now that's summer house.
Yeah, they're all going to bed. She's like, I know I'm going to have trapped gas, which is funny because she didn't even have the onion rings. And then Luke is just in his room going, you know, I love the red lights. Red lights are pretty cool. I love the red lights. Yeah, it's nice. It's like what it feels like to be inside the toaster oven.
And then Kyle is rolling. He's just wasted coming to bed, probably smelling like a Whopper. You know, you know, that smell just stays in your car for weeks. And so he just comes on the bed rolling around, and Amanda's just swiping on her phone. I mean, yeah. I just feel like we've seen their relationship until the 80s, you know, their 80s.
Yeah, pretty
so
much.
The house is a disaster in the morning, and Craig texts, and he's like, everything's okay. Look, I wasn't expecting that, but you also understand what it feels like getting that info.
Sierra's reading that too, and she goes, suck my dick. So now people are waking up. Andrea's doing his hair, and Alex is cleaning outside. Like, a bunch of them are outside cleaning, and Carl goes outside to clean. He's like, oh, gentlemen, oh, good morning. Morning, gentlemen. Oh, I'm ready to clean. Gentlemen. Hi, everyone.
And then in the kitchen, Alex is like, good morning, Robert. How are you? So-so. But no one asks Alex because it's Alex, you know. Yeah. Just like, okay, we'll feel better. So then Andrea is talking to Maya, and he goes, oh, hello. Do you want coffee? And she's like, no. Do you drink coffee? No, it makes me, you know. Oh, it makes you, yeah.
Hashtag trap gas. So then Carl's
that was the most awkward scene ever. It was like, oh, Ow, that hurt. I've dropped gas watching this scene. Ouch.
I know. So outside, Carl's like, whoa, what an interesting party. The little dance party was fun. Like, at one point, someone was making out with me and, like, spinning me around. And I later learned it was Sierra. She looked great, by the way.
And Alex is like, I'm so mad, as he cleans up. He's, like, trying to be all upset.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, honestly, one of the top five hottest things ever. Top five.
Paige is like, did Alex see it? He goes, and Sierra, because Paige is talking to Sierra about it inside. And she's like, did Alex see it? And Sierra goes, I think Alex was standing one person over. I guess not my most proudest moment. Like, did I like it? Yeah. Would I do it again? Absolutely. Yeah. Was I totally, totally into it? Yeah. Was I really proud of it? Yeah. Oh, I guess it wasn't a not proud moment. I guess I have no regrets about it whatsoever. It's fine.
Yeah. She's like, I need him to be more assertive. I mean, I guess I was assertive last night with Carl. And Paige is like, just kidding. Paige is just sobbing in every corner of the house. So Paige is like, I think that, because she's talking to Danielle and Sierra, and she's like, I think that our best decision was not telling Amanda last night about Kyle. So, like, what did he say again? Say it again. And Danielle's like, he said that they had nothing in common except for the business.
So they're like, oh my God, this is going to be so annoying. Like, how are we going to approach it? What are we going to say? And Sierra's like, can we just, like, bring it up so casually? And Paige's like, yeah, how about this? We'll, like, put on some bathing suits and, like, go by the pool. We'll just be, like, hanging out and sun tanning. And then we'll just, like, casually bring it up. It'll be easy. It'll be really casual and simple.
I can't. So Carl sees Andrea and he's like, oh, Mr. Bondage himself, how are you?
And he's like, oh, I'm so good. Did you see little itty bitty tiny little tiny squeegee little Paige last night? Oh, so little and cute and tiny and small.
And there's a bucket where they're discarding all the drinks or pouring out all the cans and stuff. And Andrea goes, what is that? He's like, oh, it's kombucha and herpes.
Original name of the show, in fact. So then Maya's ordering breakfast sandwiches, and then Danielle and Robert are being like cutesy because she's getting him an Uber, and so he leaves. And now the girls are gathering outside, which is poorly timed because, like, if you just order the breakfast sandwiches, I think wait till after the breakfast sandwiches. Like, right now, you don't have food in your stomach. You're going to be even more emotional. And also, your breakfast sandwiches are going to come in the middle of this conversation and be cold.
Yeah. And Paige is like, what a day. Yeah, what a day. Because Amanda's out there and she's like kind of in a good mood, but nobody else
for
is.
Once.
Yeah. Yeah. And Sierra's like, oh, I guess we've all got the Sunday scaries, huh? She's like, I mean, there's just like a lot going on. Oh, do you guys have things to do this week? Yeah, like I feel like I just need to like get stuff checked off the list so I can feel like
excited about your wedding. Okay, that's our cue, girls. Go girls.
So Danielle's like, are you feel like you're more in sync at home? She's like, what do you mean? Well, when you guys are out here, because a lot of this stuff sort of comes to a head, and like he was like upset when we were setting up the party yesterday, and he just sort of vents. Paige, I was under the understanding that this was actually gonna be your part. I don't know why I'm still speaking, but just feel free to jump in any moment, okay? Because I'm about to get to the good stuff.
Do you mean that he, like, says shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, like, we love the fuck out of you. So, like, if he says stuff to the group, like, we want you to know.
He didn't say stuff to the group. He said stuff to Danielle, who he thought was his friend that he could vent to. Because every other week, it's Lindsay and Danielle kind of paired with Kyle. While all the other, like, Amanda's with Paige and Sierra and all of them. So that's how Danielle's been acting so far to me.
Yeah.
So shame. Shame.
Dong. Shame. So she's like, yeah, I mean, we don't want you to think that we're gossip about you. We're just merely talking specifically about you behind your back and sharing information that we all have. But that's different.
Well, I know everything that he says. Okay.
And this is when all the cry voices come in.
Yeah, that's a cry battle.
Yeah, you guys, like, don't have anything in common other than lover boy.
And Amanda's like, but he just gets in a mood, and he doesn't remember. I mean, he says shit when he's upset, which I know isn't right or kind or nice.
And then it just cuts to Kyle talking to Alex, being like, dude, you eat so much. And he's like, yeah, well, I lose 5 pounds whenever I go back to the city because we eat, like, once a day here, okay? Like, where's the ground turkey? Am I right, everyone? Am I right?
Kyle goes, I mean, I'm going to shower.
Just walks off.
So Paige continues, I don't want you to have to, like, defend your wedding because, like, I'm in your wedding and I want to be able to come to you and be, like, happy because, like, I want you to, like, be so, like, happy.
A little tiny pea just pops out and drops on the ground.
This is when they all start, like, repeating that they just want Amanda to be happy. It's like,
and sometimes I see you too, and I don't know if she is. And I hate that for you. I hate that I have to talk to you about this right now. I mean, if this was me and you heard my fiance say I have one thing in common with her, and it's my business, and I'd be like, why would you say that to her?
But I mean, guys, like, we wouldn't even escape our own feelings because we're just at work all the time, and then work's like one thing that was like awesome because he's like, Amanda, will you Xerox this? And I'm like, no, fuck off. And it's like we're happy.
And inside, Kyle is like looking out the window and he sees all the girls sitting around crying, and he just knows they're talking about him. Like, he at this point, I mean, it's got to say something if you see a bunch of women crying. And you know, like, there's a good chance that, like, it may have to do with you. There may be some self-examination that needs to happen. So so then he's like, oh, what do you think the girls are talking about? The girls. And none of the guys even care. The economy. They're all on their phones.
Yeah, the economy, Kyle.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then it's Maya's turn to do her fake thing. She's like, I've been in, like, the exact situation you've been in, and it's, like, one of the hardest things in my life to be, like, you know, I'm okay because I'm happy I did it because, like, there's more. Like, I loved him so much that I was, like, I sacrificed my own feelings.
And Kyle's like, I'm going to go out there. Maya's crying now. I'm going to go out there, see what's popping. So Paige is like, we're not trying to bring this up to make a decision. And then Sierra's like, I just want you to be happy.
Yeah, we're not against him. I fucking love Kyle. We just want to see you happy.
I just want to see you happy. I just want to see you happy. I just want to see you happy.
But not one damn tear. There's just all those voices. I was dying. It's like when a little kid is asking you for something and you say no. And they're like, but just one.
And Amanda's like, I mean, I know what a healthy relationship looks like. And I know you want the best for me. Just like I want the best for all of you. And Danielle's like, wait a second. I haven't done it yet. I hate not seeing you happy.
I hate it. So Kyle's like, hey, ladies. And then there's a big long pause. And then the whole group at the same time goes,
hi.
Kyle's like, you guys have been out here for a while. Can I ask what we're talking about? I'm like, Kyle. It's like, they're talking about, like, clearly it's not a new conversation.
Last time there were this many ladies crying in a circle, people ended up burning a lot of bras. That cost a lot of property damage. I read it in history.
So they're just giving him the biggest stink eye. And Amanda's like, well, you said we have nothing in common other than lover boy. And he goes, well, we got a lot on our plate right now, and it's hard to find time for us. And I'm just stretched to the absolute max. And she's like, but you take it out on me, and it shows.
And Paige is like, I mean, the date of wedding and the piece of paper, it's not going to change anything. It's not going to make you less stressed, you guys. And Sierra's like, yeah, like, it's just concerning to hear as her friend, like, some of the things that are, like, said, like, I seriously don't want things like that said about my friend. We're, like, rooting for you guys, okay? We're rooting for you.
And she goes, we just want you guys to be realistic, and we know it's tough, and it's so much easier to postpone rather than undo.
That's about as close as I'm going to say to break up, okay? But just read between the lines there if you can.
And Kyle's like, but there's not a bone in my body thinking of postponing it. No, her point is you've been postponing it because it's easier than just breaking up, you know, but he doesn't hear it. So he's like, look, sometimes I'm brutally honest. I mean, that's the nature of a relationship when you're like 5 to 6 years in. Okay, kindergartners.
Kyle, it's not brutally honest. You're just sometimes an asshole. It's not a great quality. And Paige goes, let's go eat a bagel.
And I never say that. I've like literally never said, let's go eat a bagel. But that's how upset I am.
I would actually prefer to have carbs instead of listen to this anymore.
So Kyle keeps Amanda outside. He's like, come on. And she's like, I'm going in, Kyle. Well, it's not like I was sitting here bad-mouthing you. I'm like, but you were, Kyle. That's the point.
So he's like, I was frustrating and venting to Danielle. So you say mean, horrible things about me? And then inside, Carl's like, you all right? 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 You're just hugging all the girls. You all right? Okay. Now, hey, you look great, by the way. You all right? You all right? You all right? Yeah.
You look... Are you all right, by the way?
You all right, by the way? All right, by the way?
Amanda, you've done this all season with all of your friends. Like, all season, you bitched about Kyle.
Yeah.
And he did it to... Granted, he's an idiot, and he did it to Danielle.
Yes.
You know, who will love to stir. But still, and I'm not sticking up for Kyle. I think he's a shithead for doing it, like I've said over and over, going around talking to everybody. But Amanda, you're the same.
That's actually a very good point. So Amanda's saying, it's just shitty that you're saying all we have in common is lover boy. And he goes, no, well, she was talking about how you don't seem happy. And then inside, Danielle's like, it's the hardest conversation to have with someone you love. And I think she felt that. And I know she has this apart.
But Kyle, we're getting married in like 2 months and there has to be improvement. Like, it can't be the same cycle all the time. And he's like, oh, now I'm gonna cry.
I love you, but I'm working so hard for like happily ever after, and I'm working my ass off to like give you everything.
And she's like, I know, but like there needs to be adjustments. Like, I need to go watch Paige eat a bagel.
I'll do what I want to do, whatever it takes. Then do it. But I'm already crying. What else do you want? Actually, not much more. I just wanted to make you cry today. Great. We're back on track.
So then Andrea's trying with Paige. She's like, oh, I loved you last night. I was so cute. I was so tiny. Little tiny baby of a lady.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I was telling the girls I set up something for Kyle at Watermark. Oh, 7:30 Wednesday. It's a weeknight.
Scrolling back. Even a restaurant is called Watermark. Like, even someplace you're going to go celebrate has to do with business.
Well, we're going to trademark for drinks. And then we're going to Watermark. And then we're going to LLC. Okay.
And copyright. Yeah. You guys want to get drinks and copyright? I'll have a mocktail. So, I'm not allowed to get a mocktail at a trademark. It's sort of against the rules. But, so now they're all packing. And Paige brings her own bag down from her room, and Andrea's like, oh, what the fuck, Paige? Why'd you do it, Paige? Paige, I was going to do it for you. You're so teeny little itty bitty. It's like watching little adorable ant taking big rock down from mountain. No, it's not right.
You little bitch.
It's like, whoa. And she's like, I'm a strong, independent woman who doesn't need a man right now because I'm on good terms with Craig, but keep the home fires burning. Thanks.
Yeah. And now Andrea's starting to feel like, now that Paige is taking down her own luggage, he's starting to feel unloved. And he's saying, lately, I feel like Paige is awkward with me. I want to feel like I have eyes on only one person, and she has only eyes for me. But now she's taking luggage down by herself when she's so tall and teeny and cute and small. It's not right. It's awkward.
I'm going to hug her really hard.
She's like, ow, okay, God, you're suffocating me. And Amanda's like, oh my God, where did you find my vows?
So now Kyle and Amanda are talking in the bathroom, and he's still sort of sniffle crying. And he's like, I know it's tough. And she's like,
I just want everyone to be happy and excited for us because they know how excited we are. And it's shitty to see everyone so worried for us.
Yeah. Why well, everyone's would that
worried.
Be?
Everyone's worried because you guys are literally fighting around them at all times.
I mean, you woke the whole house up screaming, crying after calling him 26 times and breaking shit in the bathroom. So,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, this couple. So let's see. So
it's time to leave.
Yeah. So you can tell Andrea is new because he doesn't have the season one away luggage like Danielle and Carl. Mm. I always notice that and I never mention it because, you know, all the podcast, we all got the away. And by the way, I'm not dissing it. I just ordered a new away, a larger carry on. What do you think about that? But I think it's funny that they have that same one, but all the newer people don't. It's like a badge of honor for season one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Although technically Danielle came in season two, but that was still during the peak of away before they had their corporate scandal. So now everyone's leaving and Carl's like, yeah, good weekend, man. Good weekend. So now it's like city time. We have a big city section this week, which made me happy, which meant a lot of Trixie Monocle. Trixie's first song is a very powerful anthem that goes, what you know about me better ask somebody if you like what you see. And that's it. There's no fourth lyric.
Is this a song they wrote about Alex? What you know about me? I got an awesome body. If you like what you see. And then someone just walks away. The end. They turned off the mics. So this is Andrea. He's like, look at me. I'm on set. He's modeling for some crazy shit every time we see him.
Some weird, strange, like, I don't know. Yeah, like some
a sleeping bag, life jacket, coat. It's a weird look, but you know, hey, someone's buying it.
Yeah, it's like some sort of like Parsons student final exam look that they had to put together.
One is live it up. I'm gonna do this forever.
And what she's gonna do forever? Oh, get a table for two. We do this forever. Get a table for two. Yeah, can we get a table for two? I'll go on this side so I can see her coming in. So the moment I've been personally looking forward to since last week, Carl's date with Mackenzie, who many of you may know, or some of you may know from Love Island USA season two.
What a twit. Oh my gosh. So if I had just seen this show, I'd have been like, oh my God, love her.
Nice.
She's
lovely.
Great. Yeah. Beautiful, nice, supportive of sobriety. Like, sounds great, right? So Ben sent me this clip of her from Love Island. Love Island. Wow. So the guy that I have been building a relationship with this entire time, like, America chose him to go on a date. Like, why would America do that to me? Like, don't they want to see, like, people, like, trying to have a relationship? That's what we're trying to do.
One of the great moments, the clip is called Mackenzie Breaks Down Again. And basically, yeah, America forced the guy that she was in a couple with to go on a date with a new girl. And she was so mad, but she was not mad. She was mad because she felt like America hated her. And it was true. America did hate her. And it was just one of those moments where it's like, yes, we, America, hate you. And you received the message perfectly. And she was like, America doesn't like me. I can't believe America doesn't like me.
And then it showed also how phony those relationships are. You know, it's like it wasn't even about the guy. She was like, but I thought that what they wanted to see was people like together. So like, we're doing that. Like, I'm doing everything they want. The brokenness.
It was just a tiny little taste of how awful she was on that show. And so now here she is, well, of course.
I can figure because she was wearing what looked like a bib in that scene. It looked like she was like wearing an adult bib as a baby, or like a baby went somewhere and tied a bib around her neck and was like, that's too big for the baby. Put a string around it in the center.
Or maybe it's like a dickie or something. Or it's like, she basically looks like an anglerfish wearing a bib with blonde extensions, essentially. So she's now here with Carl. She's like crossed over into the Summer House universe somehow. And she comes in. Hi, how are you?
I made it in one piece because America hates me.
look great,
like,
by the way.
Sure.
He's like, yeah, you look great. You know, it's like crazy. Like, we got along great in LA, but like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I've never pursued a relationship without alcohol or drugs. So like, I feel like I'm in middle school.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I feel like I'm in middle school. I have like a kindergarten crush. What can I say? It's lower than middle school. I'm just getting younger and younger. I'm just a little boy. I'm a sweet little boy, which is, by the way, this is a classic Carl. I mean, this is all, I mean, I think it's a very valid and interesting thing, you know, like going through a relationship for the first time, being sober probably is a different experience. But Carl acting like, you know, putting on this thing that he's regressed to childhood. This is like what he always does every season. I'm just like, I feel like I've got like a little crush on you. I feel like I'm in middle school again. I've got a crush on a hot girl. That's what I feel like. He does this every time to disarm people.
Yeah, you know, fuck boys are a fuck boy. Okay, you're not going to tell me that you're Carl. Like, what season is this? 6.0 or whatever. I'm not buying Carl 6.0 when you're dating Mackenzie from Love Island. Okay, mm-hmm. That you met in LA. I can't with that. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I love that you don't party a lot. That could be a real turnoff. She's like, yeah, not for me. You generally want to better yourself. That's a priority for you. That's really cool. He goes, thanks. And then a drink comes, and Carl does that thing that we all do. But like, when Carl does it, it's like very pronounced, which is that he brings a drink to his mouth and he thinks the straw is where his tongue is, but it's not. So his tongue sort of flaps around for a little bit looking for the straw, like, thanks. Got it. Got the straw. Yeah, guys, got it.
Yeah, someone gave me a metal straw, and I was like, no, I'll be blind. Because that's how I always think I know where the straw is. And I'm like, ow, I can't see. Jesus Christ. I'm like, who wants a metal stick in their eye? No, thank you. I would rather a turtle suffer than go blind from a straw, okay?
So Mackenzie says, you know, our first date, we didn't even touch. And you kept saying how physical touch is your love language. And then you're just staring at me like, can I touch her? Can I not touch her? That's my way of being like, what the fuck, Carl? What's up with those mixed messages?
I love that his love language is, what's your love language, Carl?
Fucking, pretty much.
Just being a middle schooler. My love language is being a middle schooler. So Carl's like, yeah, I was pretty touchy with you in California. Remember that? That was me. It was all me. Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, well, I want you to do some PDA here. Can you give me a kiss? Thanks, America.
Yeah, she was benign in the scene. I'm hoping we get a lot more of her, and I'm hoping that we really see like how awful she is on the show. Like, that will make me very happy.
Yeah. I mean, benign things still need to be cut out in general. Yeah,
that's true.
So the new song is I Don't Play Fair. I don't play fair.
Yeah,
for an extended fertility clinic scene.
I know, it's Lindsay walking into a fertility office. I don't play fair. Like, is she gonna cheat her way into fertility? So she's there.
Lindsay's there to steal some eggs. I mean, what the hell song?
So she's there with Danielle, and she's talking about freezing her eggs, and she's thinking about doing it for a long time. So now she's gonna do it. So she tells us, you know, like, how many eggs do I have? Like, what am I working with? That's like step number one. So here we are. Step number one. I don't know. For some reason, it cracked me up that she needed to articulate that, like, what step number one is, and that we're here at step number one. Just like at the fertility doctor.
So Danielle comes to support her, and she's like, nothing like turning 35 and learning your eggs are geriatric. And Danielle's like, yeah, what are they, like old ladies? Yeah, do they need like a walker to get through the uterus?
Yeah, do they like scream at guys for not making them sandwiches and pin taco contracts to their walls?
Okay, that was too far, bitch.
Step number two, the eggs get the taco contract.
So Danielle's like, my bad. So Lindsay says, you know, okay. And she's holding her pen because that's what you do when you're like super serious. She's like, if I can stop my biological clock and eliminate that as my process of choosing a partner, then maybe I can find someone that's actually meant for me. You can't probably stop not your biological clock. What the hell place is that?
Well,
get
she
me
thinks
to this
that
place. Well, you think they're just going to freeze your age? Maybe well, that's what she thought.
Well, no, I think she thinks that if she freezes her egg, she doesn't have to be have as much pressure to, you know, find someone and like fall in love, get married and have a baby. She can just like focus on the person. But unfortunately, you can freeze your eggs, but you can't freeze your, you know, your therapy sessions. Like you need those still. So like that's going to, you're gonna have to get through that too. So, yeah. But she's done, by the way, she's done great work. I mean, look at where Lindsay is now versus where she was in season one. She's like fun now. So,
well, it's only because she's single. Dude, we haven't seen her with anybody to yell at this season.
That's true.
This is the first time that we haven't seen her with, this is the first time we've seen her without somebody.
In a little while. That's true. Single Lindsay is a lot more fun. And then relationship Lindsay is like, how many sandwiches have you made me? So then, so she's meeting with this doctor and they're looking at her blood work. And he's like, well, the normal egg work for someone who's at the ripe old age of 35 is 2.6. But your AMH level is 3.6. She's like, ah! And she just starts she and Danielle act like they just won the lottery. They go nuts.
Because he tells her her eggs are 28 years old. And he's like, well, we need to look at your eggs. And she's like, oh my God, I am young in the ovaries, Botox in the face.
I'm 28. So then they do
Bravo. I wouldn't be surprised if you put Botox in your ovaries just for this appointment.
So now Lindsay goes to do an ultrasound. And so they're looking inside her uterus. And Danielle's like, it looks like a pepperoni pizza. And the doctor goes, well, my colleague says chocolate chip cookie. Food analogies are very popular around here. Although we're thinking about pivoting to pepperoni pizza because we've been waiting a month for some cookies to come in. And we're at this point, we're very angry at the metaphor.
Now, we're just going to need your ovaries. Okay. Just going to need your ovaries. So they're celebrating. And Lindsay's like, oh, my God, this is a call for celebration. I don't even know where to go from here. And Danielle says,
you might start with some pants.
Oh, God.
I'm excited Wednesday for her future little babies.
Yeah, it's very exciting. So it's Wednesday. So Kyle FaceTimes his dad. And his dad goes, who's this? Because his dad is actually, he's actually calling his mom. So it's funny. So Kyle, so he's talking to his mom. She's like, howdy. And he goes, so I need some motherly advice on the relationship front. She goes, relationships? I thought we were past that point. Oh, God. Here we go again.
Come on, Kyle. You made me ski with the woman. You're going to marry her. So he's like, yeah, but like, I know it feels trivial, but like, we're 6 weeks away from the wedding and like, we had a bump in the road and now our friends have us questioning our relationship. Like, I'm disheartened. Okay. Some of these people are even in our wedding party.
Just, well, you know, this is a high pressure time and, you know, take a lot of deep breaths, drink excessive amounts of alcohol. You've got a lot going for you. You guys love each other or at the very least, you guys know who each other are. And so like, it's never easy to get married.
And he says, when you were 6 to 7 weeks out from your wedding, how are you feeling? She goes, oh, you don't want to know. You don't want to know. Look, I was going topless in Greece. That's what I was doing. He's like, you're right. I don't want to know. God.
So now it's time.
Let's pretend I'm your mom for a minute. If you don't want people questioning your relationship, don't tell them all it sucks. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Carry on.
So now it's Kyle's 39th birthday at Watermark.
Watermark.
Yeah.
Now an actual party. And do they have any living it up, living it up? Nope.
I know. It's true. That's so funny. So people are arriving there. Paige is like, oh my God, I thought I was going to be late. But I wasn't. I'm so amazing sometimes. Carl's like, big party. Big party. So people are just like arriving and Lindsay shows up. Did you miss me? 28-year-old coming in.
Can we give Loverboy a rest? I mean, Jesus Christ. Did the burger come with Loverboy too? What the hell? Like everywhere they go, there's Loverboy everywhere. So Lindsay asks how bondage night was. And Andrea's like, I had fun, nice makeout with little tiny smurf of lady.
Little Paige. Paige goes, well, I don't remember doing it. He goes, she doesn't even remember Vermont. He goes, that's not true. And Lindsay goes,
well, Andrea, you're apparently not very memorable. Zing.
Guess who's here? It's Everett.
Yeah.
Oh, Everett is here. It's me, Everett, here at this party to celebrate nobody's marriage but yours. Hold on. Let me pass around pictures of this pretty big investment I just got. A wedding ring for another lady that's not Lindsay.
You know, it was not very easy for me to get this wedding ring. I had to climb through difficult terrain and, oh man, Ronnie, I can't find my Ever music. It was difficult. It was a difficult time, but I made it through. I said, I want to go to Zales, but Zales was closed. So someone said I should go to Jared. So I went to Jared and he said, no diamonds for you. Finally, I went to K and they said, every kiss begins with K. And I said, no, every kiss begins with E for Everett. That's what I did.
I heard that my girl wanted a diamond, and so I did what any real man would do. I called Leonardo DiCaprio, and I said, how much of them blood diamonds, brother? Leo said he doesn't do that anymore, and I said, I'm calling Al Pacino, you fucking loser.
Well, Al Pacino didn't take my call, so then I heard there's some diamond, a big diamond, bigger diamond than you've ever heard before, the baseball diamond. So I called up my friends Kermit, Fozzie, a bunch of the other ones, and we went to London. And we went and we broke into a museum, and all those little Muppets dangled me down and pulled me back up, and that's why I got this baseball diamond for my fiance.
And I promised right then and there that our wedding party was gonna be a bunch of little fuzzy mice skating around a flat top grill. To the tune of Here Comes the Bride.
So please please welcome my fiance, Priscilla the Chicken.
Yeah, so that was Everett. Everett shows up to show off his new ring. Oh my gosh.
Everett was looking strange, I have to say.
Everett is strange. And Lindsay, you know, I think this was set up to make Lindsay have a fit, you know, on the same episode as her egg freezing. But she didn't. She's like, no. You know what? I'm single. I have the eggs of a 28-year-old, and I'm feeling really fucking good about that.
Everito!
Yeah, she actually calls him Everito. I mean, she's really, really adds the Ito to anything. Like, I'm glad she wasn't at the stage of her life in 1994 during the OJ case. I'm like, Judge Ito, Ito!
Or like decades ago when tacos came out, because if she got that taco contract, she could have actually named Taquitos.
She really could have.
She would be so rich.
I know. So yeah, so Everett looks like he's like he looks like he's been through a lot. So anyways, so the good part, my favorite part about this is that we got a montage of Lindsay and Everett over the years, which featured one of my favorite quotes from Lindsay.
I'm gonna go sleep at a guy's house tonight with a guy in a bed. And how do you feel about that?
Oh, those classic Lindsay scenes. They're so good.
They are so good.
So Amanda comes and she's in a good mood, you know, because this is Kyle's big birthday night. And Maya asks Paige if she's talked to Amanda post-chat the other day. And Paige is like, I talked to her Monday. And Sierra's like, I talked to her Tuesday. So I think I have the upper hand here. So I'll start. She was like, you know, I'm not mad at you. Like there was like no hostility from her. And Maya asks if she mentioned that Kyle's upset with them. And Paige goes, that didn't even cross my mind. So.
Yeah. And so there's is this where Paige then announces that Craig is coming on Sunday night? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, or? They ask her about Craig and he's coming Sunday. And she's like, I mean, he said, I need to treat you better. And like, I think that's a step to say I miss you and then book a flight. Like, I think we just went into a tiff because we miss each other.
Yeah, that's like I always think it's a little strange to be like, I mean, I definitely realized I like him a lot more. Otherwise, I wouldn't have cried. And then, like, when we started fighting and, like, he got all jealous and he became awful and became an asshole, that just proved that he liked me. And so, like, I just don't want to jeopardize anything. I'm like, I don't always love that mindset that, like, oh, the guy was being an asshole and controlling and obnoxious and condescending because he loves you.
Yeah. And we were both being that way. No, no, you really weren't both being that way. But yeah. Okay. So she's like, I realized that I like him more because I cried. So, you know, it's like how I realized that, like, I like being hit by cars in a crosswalk. One hit me and I cried. And I was like, oh, my God, I think I love that car.
So now there's like more and more people showing up. It's like it felt like a Bonobos convention, like a lot of Bonobos shirts or Bonobos style shirts coming in. And then there's like a random guy a guy named Brett, who's Kyle's best friend, talking to Kyle about Amanda. And they're talking about the stress. And Kyle's talking about how the wedding and the stress. They've been through thick and thin and all this stuff. But they went to couples therapy this week, and it was a really long session. So they're all good. And everything's fixed. Everything's great. He cried. Basically, he cried and everything is fixed.
Yeah, right. And he's like, yeah, but these young girls in the house don't understand. You know, I want support.
So everybody is just, first of all, I think they are being a bunch of drama queens in the house. I think they're being ridiculous with all the crying and all of this, as if this relationship hasn't always been terrible. But fucking Kyle, yeah, they just don't understand. It's like they're girls. They're not in relationships. They don't get it. No, yeah. You literally say it sucks every 5 minutes.
Yeah. So Kyle now gives a drunken toast to his birthday guests. He's like, thank you guys for coming out. It's been a fucking crazy year, and I want all my friends here, and you're like family, and there's been a lot of opinions and judgments about a relationship, and listen, there have been questions, and there have been some doubt. All I'm saying is that you've lived with your significant other and worked with your significant other and received 27 text messages on the same night from your significant other and planned 3 different wedding dates with your significant other and had to tell your significant other to stop watching TV and to like make a t-shirt for the brand just to keep, and you're just trying to keep the excitement alive. I don't need a peanut gallery. That's what I'm saying.
Kyle, God, was it that hard to shut up for 2 seconds?
I need people rallying, not questioning. I just need loyal support through the wedding, okay? And, well, I knew, and she's like, Kyle! She doesn't let me speak. And everyone's like,
Yeah, Paige is licking her lips and smiling with her eyes wide open, like, awkward, but she's like loving every second, you know. And Amanda's like, that was not a birthday speech, that was fucking awkward. And she walks off and grabs her purse, and then you just hear Lindsay go, let's take photos.
I know, Lindsay's like, change the subject. Well, that was a fun time. Well, thank you everyone for listening. As you can probably tell, we had said this was Crappens on Demand, but we had a lot of technical issues, so it's not Crappens on Demand. But we'll see a bunch of you guys this week in St. Paul and Milwaukee and Chicago. So we'll see you on the road, and we'll catch you on the next show. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shardell.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser is Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthews Sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.